Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Crescent Valley, 7:30 till 9 weekdays. Of course, that's a Mountain Standard Time.
Satisfy your hunger for full albums with hot chicken and LPs at noon on South Kootenay Radio.
Just some toe and tea.
Okay, welcome to This Day in Rock and Roll History, everybody. The most popular segment of the morning show, it seems. Anyways, what do we have here today? December the 26th. We have a couple of birthdays here to note. Steve Allen, born in 1920. His big hit, Autumn Leaves. Can't say I'm familiar with the artist or the song. Abdul Thakur, sure, say that a few times quick, born in 1935, vocalist for the Four Tops. I can't help myself, one of his big hits. Phil Spector was born on this day in 1940, a record producer extraordinaire, wall of sound guy, you know, but what happened to old Phil? Is he still in jail? Yeah, he's kind of last part of his lifetime, he's gotten himself into a bit of trouble. Yeah. Bob Carpenter, born on this day in 1946, and of course Bob played keyboards for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and Make a Little Magic, one of their songs. Yeah. All right, we got some useless trivia here throughout the years, and the first one is going to go all the way back to 1965. Of course, I'm struggling here. Multitasking big time. It's got to be done occasionally, you know. But anyways, 1955. Bill Haley and his Comets version of the Bobby Charles tune, See You Later, Alligator, is released by Decca Records. It'll be going all the way to number 6 on the U.S. pop chart and become Haley's third and final million-selling LP. In 1968, Led Zeppelin kick off their first North American tour in Denver as the opening act for Vanilla Fudge. MC5 were also on the bill as Inagata DeVita and a couple of others, Country Joe and the Fish. Once they realized some of these headline acts, what they were up against with Led Zeppelin, they started to quit the tour, saying something like Led Zeppelin was just too darn good for them. Mm. Of course, I know somebody that might agree. Yeah, 1970, George Harrison's My Sweet Lord becomes the first Beatles solo single to top the Billboard Hot 100. 5 years later, in New York State, a judge would find Harrison guilty of copyright infringement for plagiarizing the Chiffons' 1963 hit, He's So Fine. Those two songs sound incredibly similar. It's out of this world. I think the judge had the head up his ass. Yeah. Am I not allowed to say that? No, that's too darn bad. That's the way I feel about it. Yeah. And in 2010, Bernie Wilson, the baritone voice of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, who produced the 1972 hit, If You Don't Know Me By Now, died of a stroke and a heart attack. He was 64 years old. All right, we're going to get rolling, or starting things off here with Bill Haley and the Comets, which I don't normally play, but I thought, well, what the heck. We can loosen up a bit for Boxing Day, can't we? Yeah. And we've got that big hit of his, See You Later, Alligator. Yeah, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. She told me, nearly made me lose my head. When I thought of what she told me, nearly made me lose my head. But the next time that I saw her, reminded her of what she said. See you later, alligator. After a while, see you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. Can't you see?
worry, pretty daddy. You know my love is just for you. She said, I'm sorry, pretty daddy. You know my love is just for you. Won't you say that you'll forgive me and say your love for me is true? I said, oh, wait a minute, Gator. I know you mean it just for play. I said, wait a minute, Gator. I know you mean it just for play. Don't you know you really hurt me? And this is what I have to say.
See you later, alligator. Have a wild crocodile.
Better than you let me down so low.
There you go, My Sweet Lord by George Harrison, that particular song, becoming the first Beatles solo single to top the Hot 100 on this day in 1970. We also had some Led Zeppelin there, I Can't Quit You Babe, but one of the songs they sang on their first U.S. Tour, and that took place or started on this day in December 26, 1968. And it went on for, I'm not sure. Let's get the actual dates here, right through till February the 15th, winding up in Miami Beach, Florida. Yep, starting off in Denver, Colorado. Yeah. Anyways, looked like a good tour, but some of the acts on the bill, not up to snuff, apparently, and ended up dropping out. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band there with Foggy Mountain Breakdown, a birthday from the band today, and that would be Bob Carpenter, keyboards for the band, although it looked like we really highlighted some banjo work there, didn't we? Yeah. And we started off with Bill Haley with a See You Later, Alligator. Yeah, that one was their last big hit in 1955, apparently. Yeah, Bill Haley and the Comets here for you. Anyways, oh yeah, going all the way to number six. There it is. Lost my paperwork. Anyways, let's have a look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently in the Crescent Valley, we're sitting at minus 2 degrees, and winds are calm, and we're supposed to go up to zero. Yeah, but we are expecting a few flurries today as well. Now, over on the west coast at Vancouver, it's currently cloudy and 5 degrees, minus 36 in Yellowknife, 5 degrees and cloudy in Calgary, minus 5 and sunny in Regina, minus 17 and sunny in Winnipeg, Toronto sitting at minus 4 degrees and cloudy. It's looking a little frosty there in Fredericton today, snowing at minus 19, and minus 10 in St. John's, Newfoundland, with some sunny conditions. All right, let's get rolling with some Sean Mullins here. And this is this particular track is taken from the Live at the Variety Playhouse album. It was released in 2008. And we're going to listen to a song called Lullaby right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Well, she grew up with the children of the stars in the Hollywood Hills and the boulevard. Her parents threw big parties, you know, everyone was there. They hung out with folks like Dennis Hopper, Bob Seger, and Sonny and Cher. She feels safe now in this bar on Fairfax. And from the stage I could tell that she can't let go and she can't relax. And just before she hangs her head to cry, I sing to her a lullaby. Y'all help me out. I sing everything's gonna be alright. Rock-a-bye. Rock-a-bye. Everything's gonna be alright. So rock-a-bye. 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 But she still lives with her mom outside the city, that street about a half a mile. And all her friends tell her that she's so, so pretty. That she'd be a whole lot prettier, you know, if she'd smile once in a while. But you know, even her smile, it looks just like a frown. She's seen her share of devils in this angel town. And everything's gonna be alright. Rock-a-bye. Rock-a-bye. Said, I ain't so sure about this place. It's hard to play a gig in La La Land and keep a straight face. Seems like everybody's got a plan. They better, man. It's kind of like Nashville with a tan. Everything's gonna be alright. So rock a bye. Rock-a-bye. Everything's gonna be alright so long as you rock-a-bye. Rock-a-bye. Everything's gonna be alright. Rock-a-bye. Rock-a-bye. Rock-a-bye, 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 say, say bye-bye, say
right there, a little Sean Mullins with a lullaby for you. It is 8:42, and that means we're going to be rolling here with our artist highlight. And we're going to be listening to some early Led Zeppelin here, as it was on this day in 1968 that they started their first U.S. tour, playing at the Denver Auditorium Arena in Denver, Colorado. And I don't know how many tour dates they did here. It's pretty extensive, but they played right through to February 15th, 1969, winding up at the Three Image Club in Miami, Florida. They did have one stop out of the U.S., played at the Rock Pile at Toronto's Masonic Temple back in February of 69. But anyways, it was a pretty pretty interesting comments there made by John Paul Jones about the tour and what he had to say of his recollections of the tour. To be honest, most of what Country Joe and the Fish was doing was just a bunch of friends, a band of friends, going on stage. They would play, start a song, and drift into another song, which sounded really great. And we would go on and go bang, bang, bang with three driven songs with solos, and people just have thought, what did we just see? And then nobody else would be doing that at this time, and I'm sure it had a lot to do with the success. We got four numbers in by the time most bands had tuned up, and they were Zeppelin was very tight and close as well. Anyways, let's get rolling here. We got three songs I'm going to choose that they played on this tour. First one, You Shook Me, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Mm-hmm. give you all I've got to give. We'll be right back. tell you. Squeeze my lemon. Until the juice runs down my leg. Think you just have very but squeeze my lemon until the juice runs down my leg. If you don't squeeze me the way I want you to, baby, I swear I'm gonna kick you out of bed. But I've got you in the sights of my loving, 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 loving. Go!
Must have been a little bit exciting for those fans to see that first U.S. tour of Led Zeppelin back in 1968-69. Getting things started off today in Denver. Yeah. Anyways, three songs taken from the tour. How many more times? Communication Breakdown and You Shook Me. And, of course, that particular segment brought to you by Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. Anyways, that's it for our Boxing Day edition of the morning show. Thanks a lot for tuning in, everyone. And we'll be back tomorrow, I would suspect, at about 7:30. So make sure you tune in. But don't forget, we've got 24 hours, 7 days a week of South Kootenai Radio just going here. Lots of different program schedules. We did have to make a change in the program schedule today. I don't know what happened. We had a Christmas album scheduled on the Hot Chicken and LP show today at noon, where we play the full albums over the noon hour. And I had to give that one the hook and put on the 1973 release of Foghat Rock and Roll. So make sure you check that out today. It should be a lot of fun. Anyways, that is it, everyone. We're going to take a short 4-minute, 30-second break for a news update, and then we'll be back with regular broadcasting right here on South Kootenai Radio. Have a great day.